All right, this is how it started. Being the fact that I was born here in the United States, both my parents are Haitian. Okay. Growing up, literally, when I start speaking English, I was always helping a family member, a friend, starting at age 6 years old. I used to translate. Okay. All right. We are the Narciss Sisters of Narciss Immigration Services.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Narciss.
We're your new favorite immigration specialist.
At Narciss Immigration Services, we combine the immigrant insight with the immigration expertise.
As first generation Haitian Americans, we speak the language and know how to navigate the system.
Whether the journey is for you, family member, friend, or even your employee,
We take pride in making your journey our mission.
call us 561-667-3599.
Or 561-951-2933.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, let me tell you, these sisters, Gigi and Narciss, they weren't easy to get on. Why? Because they say it's their first podcast, but I almost can guarantee you, 2024, they're going to have their own podcast because it will never be a dull moment with these two. And so we're just going to get into the game. We're going to talk immigration. We're going to talk taxes. We're going to talk all the other services that they can help you as an individual and or as a business. And they were part of the E2C cohort. We all just graduated recently. So welcome, sisters. How are y'all doing?
We're
We're
doing
doing well.
great. Thank you for having us.
I want to get in first. For family to do business, I hear the stories over and over. I'm trying to break up with my husband and like divorce? No, just the business. I've heard brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles. When you guys started this business, how did you balance out the power and who was going to do what? Who maybe came up with the idea, who supported it? Are we all thinking on the same wavelength with the same brain?
Okay, so Narciss is actually the founder of Narciss Immigration Services. I came in after maybe what, 5, 6 years later, but I've always helped, but I was never fully working with her. So she's the brains.
Okay, and you say she's the voice too, but your other family member, I believe sister said, I am. But that's a whole nother thing. I don't want to start any smoke. When you created this or when you came in, why did it take so long? Narciss, I'm gonna ask you, why did it take your sister so long to get in? I know you were trying to pull her in from the beginning.
I was from the start, I was trying to pull her on. She was working at Wells Fargo. So she liked the banking industry. So every year I'm literally trying to tell her, like, hey, come to us. Come. So finally I was able to convince her. And then ever since then, we've been hooked with each other.
Okay. And Gigi, why did it take you so long to listen to your sister? Has she ever led you down a bad road?
She hasn't, but I think I wanted to do my own thing for a while. So I love the banking industry. And after leaving the banking industry and knowing that I wanted to finish my bachelor's, I went in, got my bachelor's in business. And that's when I realized I did not really want to work for someone. And working with my sister, I knew the importance of immigration. And I figured, I want Narciss to take over the world. So I want us to be a household name. So why not join forces?
Okay. When you do this, and I want this to be a teachable moment, not necessarily talking about your numbers, but when you let somebody into your business, which everybody, says, this is my baby, and how do you split the numbers? Because so many family members, so many husbands and wives can be like, hold on, I need a check. And maybe, you know, everybody always wants to make more. How did you, you know, bring that in and say, I'm going to give you this percentage? Or did you do it like Puff Daddy and say, you got to walk and go get some cheesecake, and then you got to go do some more weird stuff that 30 years later folks are going to bring up so you can be all on the TV? Yeah, we going there. But, you know, how did you bring that in? You know, did you make her an owner? Did she have to buy shares? Like, how did that work?
Honestly, it just came naturally. It literally just came naturally. That's my sister. I mean, we've been together forever. So it just came in like, we're starting from day one.
I think because we both knew that we wanted to make sure the business succeeded. We both had in mind that the business comes first. So even if it's a dry month and we have to do whatever we have to do to put the business first, we both knew that the business would always be first, and we don't have a problem taking a back seat to make sure the business does succeed. And then that's when we realized, you know what, since we do both have the same mindset, we'll do a 50-50.
That's a beautiful thing. And let that be a real learning moment when you guys are letting your family members in a business to be, you know, so selfless. Let's talk about, you know, you guys are doing so many different services, but let's talk about the education and the certifications, because this is Florida where, you know, the person given a BBL might have came straight from jail. The person who was doing the dentistry might have, you know, came, you don't know where they came from. You know, talk about your education and what you have to do to give some of these services here in the state of Florida.
Okay, as far as my education, I have my bachelor's in legal studies, okay? When you're in the business that we're in, technically you do not need some type of certification, but it does help for you to know exactly what you're doing, because at the end of the day, you're playing with people's lives also. You wanna make sure that you're properly filing documents and, you know, et cetera.
Okay. NGG.
I've learned from the best, which is my sister. So I did not graduate with a bachelor's in legal studies, but I've learned from her. Like I said, my bachelor's is in business management.
Okay. And I was going to press you a little bit more, like, where are you studying over there? But I know I'm not going to push too hard, but I am going to push back on these. When I mentioned BBLs, Narcissus was like, oh man, okay, I didn't know he was going to start. This is Florida where folks will go get that done before they go file their taxes, and they'll only file their taxes sometimes so they can go get that done. What is one of the pet peeves that, you know, you're doing immigration, you're doing court filing, tax filing? I'm not going to call the name, but I had asked you guys about a Haitian friend of mine who was having some issues getting into another country, and I sent him your way. I followed up with him. He hasn't called y'all yet. I'm bothered by that, because your documents should be right in this country, because they're just looking for a reason to send you back.
Yeah,
they're looking for a way to send you back and give you a case. They actually want you to do the time first, and then they send you back. Ain't that something? It's crazy. Let's use them for, you know, some free cheap labor. But what are some of the pet peeves and mistakes that you've seen clients do that you have helped them with? Because some people think, oh, I don't need this service, but I think everyone needs tax service, and a lot of people need immigration and business services. So give us the game on that.
Okay, so we have some people, of course, you know, that comes in and say, listen, like you said, I don't need them. I can do it all by myself. But the thing is, especially when it comes to taxes, it comes to immigration, you have to be updated on current laws. You have to be updated on current procedures, because sometimes you might fill a form because your friend did the same thing, but in your case it's different. So everyone's case is different. Everyone's case is case by case. You cannot just go ahead and follow your friend's case or someone else's case, especially taxes as well. Because you might have a business. You might want to know exactly which, how should I say this, which claims to do as far as Schedule C's, which credits you can, get. So, I mean, I tell everyone, like, if you don't want to, come to us, you don't have to come to us, but always let a professional handle your paperwork because it could determine your future.
Got you. And Gigi, I have a feeling you have a whole nother pet peeve. Like, man, I can't stand when they don't have the full money and want to pay us in payments. You can let it out. Just let it be known.
I'm gonna say my pet peeve is similar to narcissist. It's being miseducated in the process. There's so many different ways that a person can get legalized. There's so many different ways that a person come to the United States. Example, there's a humanitarian parole. There's so many new document filing companies that have started, and a lot of the companies don't know what they're doing. And when it comes to immigration, you are playing with someone's life. So I'm going to say my pet peeve is being miseducated.
I want to throw this next thing out because for those who have DACI issues and then try to rush to go marry the first stranger who might take their money, are you the company that will help them with a lawyer, help them with going to court? I don't want to say lie on their behalf, but I just want people where not to go because sometimes people want to try to bring, we have to go to immigration. We had to do it. And you have to bring all these pictures. And when you don't have those pictures and you don't even look like y'all are a matching pair, sometimes it's hard. Are you guys the company to help people figure out, you know what, you have enough to go through immigration? Are you the company to say, come on, y'all, tira la puerta? You could say it in three different languages, maybe four. Give us the game because some people, are looking for an easy way out. And it's not getting any easier, especially if you're a Black immigrant, in this country.
All right. So when the person comes to us, it's not just about filing that person's document. We actually sit down with the person, evaluate everything that they will submit to immigration. We have some people that just want to submit whatever. We're the type of company that will say, hey, hold on. Before we submit what you're trying to submit, let us look at your documents. Let us see what you have. And if it doesn't sit right with us, I will let you know. Hey, that doesn't sit right. Do better.
Yeah, so we don't have a problem telling a client, no, this does not make sense. There are a lot of clients that feel like, hey, I'm giving you this, it should be enough. So we don't have a problem telling clients, your paperwork isn't making sense. Once immigration gets their money, they're not giving it back.
Nope.
So if you don't have a problem losing money, we're not the company. Or if you're okay with losing your money and just sending anything to immigration, we're not the company for you.
Okay. And if they can't do it for y'all, let me just say this, people. Come to me because I'm taking you right down to 90 Day Fiance or Married at First Sight, and we're gonna make a media play all day and try to keep you here. I'm not worried about the ethics of it. I'm worried about how many views it can get. So, we got two different missions, but when you're trying to, get over the system or beat the system, it's always funny. You got options. Talking about people beating the system, what about when people come and say, I got this great business idea. I need you to help fund my business. And, especially during like the COVID times and the PPP, I can only imagine folks are coming to y'all. Yeah, I have 42 businesses and no employees. Talk about what you guys do and you don't do for those people.
I'm not the person. I'm like, listen, I can't help you. Because once we start putting fraudulent applications, we can get in trouble too. So I'm like, yeah, we're not, we don't touch that. We don't. Because we're in business for the long run, not the short term. Some people don't have no problem with that, but with us, no, we're not
Yeah,
touching that.
because we've been in business, or Narcissus started Narcissus Immigration Services back in 2011, and we're definitely not trying to do a get rich quick scheme. We're trying to make sure our business is here for the long run. Because when it comes to immigration, it's such a huge, it's so important, because getting the right documents can literally change a person's life. Mm-hmm. From having to work under the table, barely making money, to actually getting the work card and being able to support their family, being able to bring their family here. So we're definitely here for the long run.
Okay. And again, if they can't take you, you come over here, I'm going to bring you on a show, you know, like a Burn Your Leisure or any of these other Black podcasters promising you a tour play in an Airbnb. We'll get you on there. And then we'll also, you know, go on the other channels to get you right. How did you learn this, Narciss? Did you have to go through the immigration process or help a family member and say, you know what, I'm really good at this and I want to help, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, if not more?
All right. This is how it started. Being the fact that I was born here in the United States, both my parents are Haitian. Okay. Growing up, literally when I start speaking English, I was always helping a family member, a friend, starting at age 6 years old. I used to translate, okay? It got to a point where, like, I remember in elementary school, we had a family member who had an emergency, and they had to take me out of school just to go with that family member, just to translate to see what's going on. So I kind of was exposed to this long time ago. Okay, so yeah, growing up, everyone with immigration issues or whatever the situation is, translating here, translating there. So I, you know, that's how I picked it up.
Okay. And, you know, at 6 years old, you've really been in business longer than the website says. And how many languages are you translating for right now?
So right now it's Haitian Creole to English.
Okay.
Okay. Because I'm fluent in both.
Okay. No Espanol?
No,
not yet.
But okay. Not yet. Okay. I was talking to a Haitian today over in Belgrade, and he said, no English, Espanol. Ah, es malo, pero practicar todos los días. ¿Dónde es barbecue? That's all I wanted to know. That's all I wanted to know. So, you know, but this is good game. And you guys are doing, you know, work. Gigi, you had said something about, you know, somebody making a low wage. I don't think most Americans understand that if immigrants were not here taking the jobs that Americans born here did not want, Kellen and a whole bunch of other people would leave America tonight because it would not last. America would be not America. It would look like what they call the so-called third world. Actually, it might look like parts of Belgrade, and folks would really be running. Can you talk about, you know, some of those wages and jobs that people are doing? So they're, you know, kids don't have to do. But I just want to highlight that because I don't think most people, it's not on the radar. They don't care. They're like, you know, I went to school or I went to the military or whatever the case may be. But they don't understand how low certain people are getting paid. And some of it is illegal, if we're being honest. Some people are getting paid under the table, kibitz. And, you know, nobody says anything then. But can you just talk about that just a little bit more?
Everyone's a little bit different, especially when it comes to working on the table. We've heard horror stories where there's people that's working for weeks, months, and they're getting promised a check. And because they don't have a status, the money never comes. So sometimes they're literally working for free in the hopes of getting something so that way they can send money back home, have a basic living here.
Okay. And again, the ladies can't help you with this, but if you need some money and you need five other people to show up with a pitchfork or something to go get you your money, Call me at Coleman PR. We'll go help you collect, because I don't like a bully. And if you think you're a bully, we'll see, because we can meet you wherever you are. Could you imagine meeting someone at church, at their church, and letting people know, hey, person hasn't eaten. What do hungry people do? They go find their food. You are food if you owe money. That's no bueno. Can we talk about the cost of your services ranges? Because sometimes people hear, oh, I need this service, but, and I get this all the time. People say, but I bet it's too expensive. And they won't even go find out. They won't even send an email. They'll just say, I can't afford it because I'm barely getting by. Talk about some ranges, please.
I mean, cost of service varies depending on what type of service you're looking for. We have services that start from $327 to services that starts that ends at $3,000. So anything between those.
Okay, wait. With that $3,000, y'all aren't doing BBL. So what is that service? What is that service? Just so they know what the most expensive could be.
Okay, different services. We have asylum cases. We have cases where someone would call us, like an employer would say, hey, listen, I have my employee at such and such country. I want them to come down here, and we would be responsible for the visa processes because, you know, there's different types of work visas. There's different types of student visas. So anything that's a little bit complicated that involves a lot of work, that's when it goes up.
Now, can it ever be because, and I like to give clarity so people know why I'm asking this. I, you know, we have attorney clients, and when you come in and the down payment you pay, there may be more expense to pay. And I would only imagine in immigration and everything else that you guys are doing, there might be some fees that we didn't think we were going to have to do. And maybe the government created something new. So do those fees ever go up during that case? Or is it once you pay and you get a quote, that's it?
So we're pretty upfront with our costs. So we do let the person know, hey, you're paying this and it's for this, this, and that. So let's just say, an example, if a person is applying for their green card, their first green card, their price is their price. But if immigration comes back and said, hey, I need more evidence, I need you to get me documents that needs to be translated, I need you to get a DNA test, of course, that means the price will go up a little bit. So we don't control the cost of a DNA. Outsourcing it to do the translations can have it go up a little bit.
Okay. Have you ever seen it? This is going to be an odd question. It'll be the most odd question of the year, maybe. Have you ever seen somebody do a DNA and then they find out they have more children or something? Does it ever pop up?
Doing the DNA, we've had cases where the person was taking care of their child for so many different years, did DNA, found out that they weren't the child or they weren't the parent. We've had cases where normally when they're filing, they're under the impression that the child is theirs. So it's a little difficult to find a case where they've had more children because they're filing for that person that they do want to come in.
Yeah.
Okay, I would have thought it would have been the other. You find out you ain't the pappy. It is more common. My, y'all got a reality show. So when you do your podcast, these are the stories people really want to hear and get to. They want the tea. They want the dirt. Kendra G is not the only one with stories, apparently. That is, wow. I could only imagine. Well, what does it
when we have to give the results? Yeah. Okay. When we have to give the results and the results is negative, we try to figure out how will we break the news down to this person, you know? So, I mean, yeah, it gets really tricky. But what I do sometimes too, I don't break the news down. I call.
Okay. Well, if you ever need someone to break the news, you know, a lot of folks don't understand until they go on my LinkedIn and they say, hey, you were a counselor or you were this and that. I say, yeah, you know, but there's a way of breaking the news down, and man, it is the news, it's the facts. But you know, I just let me know, because that, yeah, we turn a whole show into that. But I can be serious when need be. But I mean, that's a serious topic, and that's dreadful and awful and all that. What is, you know, with the success that you guys have had and the best is yet to come, what is a community give back that you're doing or that you would like to do in the future?
Yes, a lot. So we're in the process of starting a nonprofit. So we're getting everything in order. And I'm going to say by the second quarter of 2024, we're going to be rolling it out and letting everyone know what we have in store for them.
Okay. And I, is this going to be something local for Palm Beach or all of South Florida?
We're going to start off small, but eventually it will probably be for South Florida.
Okay. Start small. It can always grow. That's what every day hopes that, you know, and every business as well. For those of y'all who caught that, you caught it. But can you talk about, you know, if you're in West Palm, do you guys have any mobile services? I mentioned Belgrade earlier. Belgrade, there's a big Haitian community. It's needed. There's not a lot of hope. You know, what they really, they're going to try to gentrify, you know, Pahokee and Belgrade and get people out and mix them around because you got some prime real estate. For Belgrade, is there any, you know, special push, or if someone from there is out that far, doesn't have a car, do you guys ever come to your clients?
So we have clients literally all over, and especially after COVID, we've been more on virtual appointments. So we do set up Zoom appointments, we've set up Google appointments where we're having that appointment where instead of the person driving so far, we're pretty much talking to them virtually.
Okay, so that helps that. But, you know, there's those old school people. I just want to see you. They want to see you, smell you, and touch you. For those people, is there any extra cost to, again, and I sell Belgrade because if they can't get there, and I even see a busing system from Belgrade sometimes, or carpools, you know, people just trying to get into the city. Is there anything special from there just because they're on my heart and mind?
Honestly, right now, as far as, you know, driving up there, no, there's nothing like that. But we try to make it convenient for whoever. Like, let's just say we have an old school person that doesn't know about Zoom or anything like that, but they know about WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
So we would call them on video and talk to them via WhatsApp video.
Okay.
Yeah, if there needs anything to be signed or anything like that, we would just print it out and then pretty much send it to them via mail.
Okay. And now when you do this future podcast, and I'm seeing it, and I don't know if both of y'all are single or not, but I could imagine there have been many of men who say, I just need to get married and I can stay here. And they look at y'all and say, and I got a brother too, right? Have you had any funny stories like that where you're like, gosh, how many times is this going to happen?
I mean, being that, you know, the field that we're in, yes, we've been promised marriage.
Yeah,
we've been, they set up blind dates. We had strangers coming to the office with flowers saying, hey, my mom told me to come here. And I'm like, oh my God. So it's been going.
Yeah.
But we are single. So, you know, anyone listening, we are single.
So the flowers are welcome. So, and you guys, you know, this is, you do this with respect. Cause I got a couple people on this who listen faithfully, most people listen to this, but go over to YouTube, y'all, or Facebook, wherever the video pops up, and look at these two. They're thirsty. If you know me, contact me first, and then I'll contact and put you in contact. Don't just be in the DMs.
You got to go through Keller first.
Yes.
Bet them out. Yeah.
And I know Haiti doesn't do this the same way that some African countries, but we're going to figure out that bride price. And in the words of African Tigress, we ain't doing goats and cows anymore. We're doing giraffes and lions. So just have your pocketbook ready.
Yes. Yes.
Can y'all tell the people, you know, you are really like uniting families or helping families, you know, stay here. You know, what is something that, you know, some takeaway or the lifeline purpose of why you get up every day and do this? Because there's easier ways to, you know, make money and run a business.
Our main goal is to help make people's lives are better. Mm-hmm. Because we, like my sister said, our parents came here from Haiti. Before we started our company, for my mother to get her or to find someone to help her apply for her citizenship, I think she said she went through 4 or 5 different companies, and they either ran with her money. She literally had to blow them up, try to call them, try to figure out exactly what's going on. It wasn't until I think it was before you started your business that my mom, she was literally fed up. She said, you know what? I'm not applying for my citizenship again. But my sister convinced her, like, listen, this time I'm going to take you through it. And
no, I had to trick her.
Oh,
she was in Haiti. When she was in Haiti, I'm like, you know what? I'm putting in her application. As soon as she came to the United States, I mailed it out. Because while she was in Haiti, I couldn't, you know, put her application in. So I mailed it out. And she was like, when she received a receipt, she was like, wait, hold on. I didn't pay this much. What is this? I'm like, oh, that's your citizenship. I put your citizenship through. She's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And then she became a citizen.
That's awesome. What is it? And tell me, you know, again, I got a friend who he's like, I filed all my family stuff, you know, and they weren't like his wife or anything like that, or kids. It was, you know, my brother and everyone. I took care of everybody else. Maybe he has a green card, but he won't file for his citizenship. Do they make it harder on Haitians, especially in this climate now where, you know, the country doesn't even have a president? So who's, you know, on their behalf speaking? You seem like Wycliffe. If you speak on Haiti too much, you might get shot, take a bullet. So do they make it harder with the U.S. government, Haitians, you know, compared to maybe some other immigrants that come over here and get $15,000 or get jobs and hotels and everything? And I'm just saying.
I'm going to say it's a yes and a no. So in January, they did roll out a new program, the humanitarian parole. It's not a guarantee, but it does give you a chance to come to the United States faster. But like, let's just say if, example, you applied for your fiance, for a person waiting for the embassy in Haiti, you can be waiting forever. Versus in Jamaica, getting an appointment to go to the embassy will be way faster, because there's been people waiting since what?
Like 2-3
before
years.
COVID?
Yeah. And still cannot receive an appointment.
Okay. And again, I wish there was some, and if there is, and let me know if you know now or if you think of it later, some type of documentary, only if there were two sisters who are in that business who could talk about it, who are about to have a podcast in 2024. Maybe, you know, they could talk these individual cases, because when we talk about reparations for Black Americans, and we have some people who are all for reparations, you know, Black folk, but they say, but Caribbean folks can't get it, not understanding that we were really property. They take you from Haiti to Jamaica, back forth and two, if need be. So you don't know who was on the fields, but you also have even more recently Bill Clinton saying how he had helped kill Haiti's, you know, agriculture population. And so you have all these things going against Haiti, but people will be quick to say, ça passe, you know, who aren't even Haitian. They're quick to say Haiti fought for their freedom first. They're not Haitian. But when it comes to some type of reparations, oh, no, we kick them out. Yeah, kick them in. Whatever that was that you were swatting, swat that out of here. So, you know, we all are owed something because Haiti, every time it seems like it gets a step up, there's something to knock it down. What doesn't get knocked down, and I've never been on a cruise, but I think it's Carnival. They always got a cruise going to Haiti. Somewhere we have found a way to have one part of Haiti be safe. So that's my soapbox, y'all. It's just a miracle how where the cruise is going and certain YouTubers, everything is all good. I wonder, is there something to that? I'm going to let the ladies save that for their podcast, though. You ladies, give us any last words. Let them know where they can find you and this upcoming podcast when it comes out. There's no rush, no pressure.
Okay. So we're conveniently located in Riviera Beach at 76 East Blue Heron. And you can find us on TikTok. What's the TikTok? Narcissus 509 underscore. You can find us on Instagram at Narcissus Immigration. You can always give us a call at 561-667-3599 and
or 561-951-2933.
Okay, so we have three amazing brand ambassadors. Our first ambassador is Toby Abaki. I'm sorry. he is a Haitian singer, makes beautiful love music. You can find him on Instagram, and I'll tell you his tag. Toby, you can find him. It's TobyYanBake. He is an amazing songwriter.
And then also, too, we have Bibi Diffo. He is a Haitian comedian, singer, actor, writer. I mean, oh, my goodness. He is the best, okay? And then you can also find him on Bibi, B-E-B-E, underscore Diffo, D-E-F-O. That's on IG. And last but not least, we have Fino, what he is a sound engineer. He is a singer. He is a very, very talented individual. He's also a writer as well. And you can also find him on IG. That's Fino, P-H-E-N-O underscore music.
Has a song that just came out, Lago, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. So just check him out. Check them out. They're very talented.
And they are brand ambassadors for the company. And I promise you guys, if you call and you're going to bring some flowers, that's all good. But Haitians have this thing, and you can catch a couple hands. I believe y'all call it a saw, and it's a Haitian savings account inside the community. So that's how we're going to bet you first. How many hands do you want? How much? And do you pay on time? Because if we got to hunt you down, you don't want to be around. You guys have been blessed with this game. Now, while your job as viewers, listeners, people who have experienced this, please, I want you to like the game. I want you to subscribe to the game. But more importantly, share this game with somebody. It will change their life. Y'all, be blessed.
Hello, everyone. This is Latasha Blanton from The Real South Africa Travel and Tourism. And you're going to have the opportunity to travel with Phil Scott to
sunny South Africa. You guys are going to have the opportunity to come to Johannesburg, and you guys are going to be coming to Durban. And we're going to set it up perfectly. It's going to be like a luxury experience for you guys. At the same time, you're going to be getting some culture. And of course, you're going to get an opportunity to talk to Phil, hang out with Phil, and get his views on Africa and South Africa.
You're also going to get an opportunity to explore the lifestyles here that are available in South Africa. And we're going to do all that for you in an amazing 10 days. We do hope that you go to the website and book, because we do look forward to seeing you here.
Absolutely. Our website is therealsouthafrica.com. Go there, scroll down. You'll see a picture of Phil, and just go ahead and book there. So we'll see you here in what we like to call sunny
South Africa. Africa.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course, Prepare for My First Trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand, or 10,000 Kenyan shillings, or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip, starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.